Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of May, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and the day belonged to the bulls. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little higher. The European stock markets, the ones that I can see on my screen, all showed some modest gains here today. Ditto in the Americas, except for Brazil, which is weaker. But we see Wall Street closing near the highs of the day, with the S&P up 11.7 points, and that's 0.88 of 1%, and NASDAQ closed up over 1%. Now, long-dated government bond prices weaker against that background. Today definitely belonged to the bulls of stock markets and commodities, particularly in commodities. Now, we had a huge surge in the grain and bean complex, with the closes very close to limit up on the deteriorating weather outlook, which, or the deteriorating crop stories, really, as a result of the weather outlook and the flooding. Precious metals responded to that with some decent gains. Silver up $1.50 to just over 35. Gold, 1495. That's up 8. Palladium had one of the better gains, up to 735. Crude oil also gained, 99.65 for the WTI, and Brent is back up to $112. All of the industrial metals were higher. I think all of the commodities were higher generally. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, we're still in this choppy, rangy phase, as you know, for stock markets. I haven't liked the short-term outlook very much, but it remains more choppy than ranging, and evidenced by the fact that most of my, about at least two-thirds of my short positions were stopped out at break-even or slightly in the money levels here today. I'd put all those stops in prior to my holiday on the commencing on the 25th of May, and also because I'd seen these things seesaw in and out of profit. Would have been smarter to have grabbed the profit yesterday morning, but that's 2020 hindsight, of course. But in choppy markets, it's a tougher trading environment. I like trends. Who doesn't? And we're getting these little whipsaw moves overall. Now, what does it mean? Let's stand back from it for a moment. I don't think the environment is disastrous for equities by any means, although I notice some fairly bearish forecasts are coming out, including one by Russell Napier that I was sent by a subscriber. Today I might post that. I might post that tomorrow. Although I regard it as being very much on the extreme fringe in terms of outlooks. But we have a situation that has been mentioned daily in these audios, that growth is slowing somewhat as a result of the spike in commodity prices, primarily the crude oil, as being the most important commodity by far. And there's no such thing as a spike in crude oil prices without some economic damage. If we get economic damage, that means, of course, slower GDP growth. And means downward revisions in forecasts for corporate earnings. So that's the environment we have, and also this is a period historically of seasonal underperformance, although that doesn't always occur, of course, but, well, I've said it historically. Markets don't do so well from that May to October period. And that's pretty much the situation here. I feel that as a counterpuncher, if I may use that boxing expression, you know, if we were to see a sharper sell-off, some of the bargains would be irresistible. Conversely, if we were to see spikes to the upside, which I don't expect any more of those near term, then that would be an opportunity to lighten in some of the themes. Now, I expect more of the same here, more likely than not. I'm moving on to the long-dated government bonds. The 30-year is down, futures that is, currently down 29.30 seconds, and that has produced a key day reversal on the chart, and it's a chart that's overextended, as bond futures have seen quite a decent rally over the last month. In other words, yields have been going down, and I think that's overextended. So interesting signal. Is it a sell signal? Yes, if we get some follow through tomorrow. Now, and that persists through the close. Elsewhere, the U.S. dollar a little bit steadier here today. That's been the story over the last week. The dollar certainly is oversold, therefore we can't be too surprised to see a technical rally in here. Is it the beginning of something bigger? Well, that's a possibility, given that it is a good short to medium term oversold condition. Of course, that would really require, I think, possibly a little more positive support from the dollar in terms of comments, jawboning, coming out of the USA, and some really clear technical action to turn the currency around. It may happen. I also think that the yen, which has been ridiculously strong, given Japan's overall weakness, which has been greatly compounded in the last couple of months by the Fukushima disaster and the tsunami damage generally. So, and we saw some evidence of this today. The dollar yen, for instance, it's currently at 81.71. That's up 30, but it had dipped down to 80.94 at one stage today, but it's bounced right back up. And I've been looking and waiting, and we've been talking about the possibility, probability that we might get some additional intervention, whether it was announced or not. And I think you'd get Forex traders very quickly jumping on that story if it were to follow through. And so we've got currencies all steadier here against the yen. That's certainly the main currency story here today. And anything else of note? Probably not, but interesting developments in the sense that we have checked that stock market slide of the last few days in the West, although I don't think we're going to go up very far. And I'm not at all sure that this reaction and corrective phase is over. Most likely not. The key day reversal on U.S. Treasuries is interesting, but as I say, it does require a follow-through tomorrow. be a good signal that a correction is underway. In other words, yields pushing higher. And the US dollar encouraging, but it'll have to do in terms of technical rally, but it'll have to do more to break the medium-term downtrends overall. Precious metals steadier here, but this is not a period of seasonal strength for them, as you know. The grain and bean complex, the weather is horrendous, and that's pretty much around the world where crop cycles are involved. You know, we've got very dry conditions in two-thirds of China's plains. We've got this cold and wet environment in Canada. In the USA, it's extremely cold and wet in the Corn Belt. That's not good for the sowing. A lot of the corn acreage, potential acreage, are going to be abandoned here. And then we've got the flooding along the Mississippi River. In an effort to intentional flooding, in an effort to save Baton Rouge and Louisiana, beg your pardon, Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And Europe facing drought. I mean, it's drizzled lightly here in London today, but that's, I think, I can only think of 2 days where we've seen much rain. Since the beginning of April. And you know, that's not exactly the usual London story, is it? So, unusual weather conditions, not good for the crop cycle, crop cycles. And I'm afraid, very afraid, that we're going to have this food price inflation with us. For a while longer. This is an inauspicious start to the growing season. Okay. Interesting times. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.